The White House is slowly providing more information about President Bush's plan to overhaul Social Security. The president says creating private savings accounts is a top priority for his second term, and here's how he phrased it in his State of the Union address.
The goal here is greater security in retirement, so we will set careful guidelines for personal accounts. We'll make sure the money can only go into a conservative mix of bonds and stock funds. We'll make sure that your earnings are not eaten up by hidden Wall Street fees. We'll make sure there are good options to protect your investments from sudden market swings on the eve of your retirement.
Those are some of the guidelines that President Bush gave in a State of the Union speech last week, but many of the details are still unknown. To learn what is known so far about this proposal, we turn to David Wessel. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal, and he's a frequent guest here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Okay, the president is talking in terms of a program that is seen to have a long-term fiscal problem. Would these private accounts, or personal accounts, as the White House calls them, actually solve that problem?
No, and the White House no longer pretends that we would solve the problem. Social Security doesn't have enough money coming into the system to pay the benefits that are promised over the next several decades. Private accounts do nothing to fix that imbalance in the system. If you take a private account and you'll have a choice, you have to accept a reduction in benefits when you retire.
So what the president is suggesting, although not quite saying, is that people who take this private or personal account would accept something of a benefit cut. They would hope that that would be made up by their improvements in the stocks or bonds or whatever. And in order to fix the system itself, everybody else might face a benefit cut.
That's correct. And in order for someone to be a winner in a private account, he or she has to make at least 3% on top of the inflation rate on the stock and bond mutual funds. Make less than that, and you'd be better off not taking the option. Make more than that, you'll be a winner.
Is 3% a realistic projection for most people in most situations?
People like Jeremy Siegel, who's an economist at the University of Pennsylvania, say that it's reasonable to think that you would do better than 3% over time. The White House says that it is using a figure of 4.6% above inflation if you invest in a conservative mix of stocks and bonds. That's the number that the Congressional Budget Office and the Social Security actuaries are relying on.
That you could do better, just not radically better than 3%.
Radically better is not what this is all about. If you make 1 or 2% more a year over your working lifetime, that adds up to a substantial amount of money. The issue is that you will be taking some risk. In exchange for taking risk, you have the potential for a reward and you have the potential for a loss. Under traditional Social Security, you take no risk, the benefits are what the benefits are, and you get no more than that.
So what parts of the president's proposal are still unknown?
As I said, the president has begun to lay out how his private or personal accounts would work, but he has not yet said what other across-the-board reductions in promised benefits he'll propose in order to fix the Social Security system, not just for 75 years, but, as he says, forever.
If this proposal were passed as it is, based on what we know now, who would be affected by it?
No one who's retired and no one who's older than 55 would be affected whatsoever. And the first private accounts wouldn't be available until 2009. This will affect people in their 20s and 30s and 40s, and some people in their early 50s. It's not going to make any difference to people who are already retired or even people who are 55 years old and older.
So the president has made his proposal, has given some details of his proposal. What happens now?
Well, the Democrats are very resistant. They're just shooting at it. They show no interest in compromise. And the Republicans are a little bit divided. Some of them are frightened about being seen as undermining Social Security. So we definitely have a long way to go before the president's plan becomes a piece of legislation, and even further before we can tell if it'll pass Congress.
David Wessel is Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, thanks.
Thank you.